You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Over the weekend, an emergency online meeting was attended by over 300 members of the Auckland hospitality sector to discuss some of the very pressing issues facing the industry due to the latest lockdown, as well as the last almost 2 years of COVID-caused interruptions. The meeting brought forward 7 declarations from the attendees, with the main one being, quote, "We call on the government to promise when it makes its level decision for Auckland and New Zealand tomorrow, the 4th of October, to provide the wage subsidy for staff of hospitality businesses at level 2 and make resurgence payments available weekly or bi-weekly tied to revenue levels," unquote. Nevertheless, these calls, as I'm sure you can gather, were made before the government 3-step plan announcement yesterday. And I wanted to speak to an industry representative about what difference the latest announcement has made to the needs of the hospitality industry. I spoke to Jamie Freeman, who is the branch president of Hospitality New Zealand Auckland, about this. We discussed what happened at the meeting, his response to the latest 3-step announcement, and what the Auckland hospitality industry could look like once the city is out of lockdown. Could you speak about the meeting that was held over the weekend and what decisions and calls came out of it?
So we had an emergency meeting on Sunday with over 300 hospitality owners and some suppliers from all over Auckland. The main message from everyone that attended is that they are struggling to survive pretty much. At the meeting, we called on the government to give further certainty around level changes, to provide the wage subsidy for staff of hospitality businesses at level 2, and also make resurgence payments available weekly or bi-weekly, and that would be tied to revenue levels. So that was really the outcome of the meeting. And we sort of sent a communique around to all of the Auckland MPs and so on from there. It was very much a hospitality-driven thing, and not just members from Hospitality New Zealand. It was actually about hospitality, the hospitality industry in general. So we were, you know, I pretty much facilitated it. And send out the communique, but it was very much driven by them.
So let's move on now to the government's response yesterday when it came to the 3-step move back to getting out of alert level 3. Now, from what I understand is that at the 3rd step of hospitality venues will be able to be open. What was your response to this?
So what the government announced yesterday is effectively level 3 for Auckland for at least a month, probably more. We've continued uncertainty for the future as we still don't know what level 2 or 1 looks like. There wasn't a clear plan moving out of those. I want to warn Aucklanders that by the time we get to step 3 of level 3 and they can visit a cafe or bar, that their favourite place may not be there anymore, unfortunately. For Auckland Hospitality, yesterday's announcement is a slow transition into bankruptcy. Owners will do the numbers, working out if they can borrow enough money or cut enough staff to cover 100% losses for one more month and over 50% for another 2 months. I really do hate to say it, but I expect many of them will decide they can't continue. They're facing closing permanently, going bankrupt, or laying off staff in some cases, you know, where they can, mothballing their businesses. I'd just like to finish with that. We're a resilient lot, but my fear is that operators will continue digging a deeper hole of debt, which will push them over the edge in the near future. It's really bleak. Again, we, from that meeting, we asked for clear guidance on looking way ahead, and we just can't seem to get it out of the government.
Did you feel like that was definitely the mood at the meeting, that people were really worried and feeling like this is sort of the last hurrah, it's not really possible to keep on going? Or was there any sort of hope or feeling that potentially something might come out from the government to get people through?
If you think about it, the hospitality in Auckland, the employee, I think there's 70,000 people in Auckland. There's 8,000 businesses. It's the cornerstone of the community.
Yeah. It's a really cultural aspect of Auckland as well. It's incredibly important, I know, to a lot of people. A hospitality venue, so massive.
Yeah. Just to touch on the meeting again, obviously we didn't have this announcement on the Sunday. But at the meeting, there was desperation. You know, there's unbelievable debt that people were taking on board. And, you know, again, it's the people in hospitality, they're resilient, they get their head down, they work hard, and they never shout. But to have 300 people come together, it was only put together from a Friday to the Sunday, and just to share their stories, it was really sobering and really heartfelt, to be fair. There's a lot of people on the brink, and it goes through all walks. It's gone from supply chain right through to the bigger businesses, but it's your smaller corner bar, it's your local, it's your restaurant that you've been going to for 10 years with your family. It's everybody's feeling the pinch. And if there's no further financial support in level two, or no clear picture of what that financial support is, I really fear for a multitude of businesses out there that have been in contact with me.
Let's talk about what can be done now, because I imagine you don't just want to sit back and just see what happens. What is the plan? What are people in the hospitality industry planning to do to try and get some movement out of the government on this when it comes to funding for level two, or even something to get through the next month to 2 months of this extended alert level three for Auckland?
So let me firstly talk from the association perspective, Hospitality New Zealand. We've joined with the Business Association, the Retail Association, multiple business associations throughout Takapuna, Newmarket and so on, part of the city. We've gone out, Restaurant Association are joining with us as well, and we've gone out on a united front to get some more clarity around level two. We need a resurgence package weekly or bi-weekly, dependent on revenue. And we need that wage subsidy through to level two. You know, that assurance and that the clear roadmap for where that's going to bring us out will help us moving forward. If we don't have a clear go-to or a clear idea, that's why businesses are closing. You know, we had Euro, the iconic restaurant, Kieran on the call on Sunday from Nourish Group talking about Euro. And the reason why they decided to close the doors is because they just didn't have any clear plan from the government moving forward. This is, if I could say this one thing, for the government, where's the long-term plan? We've been given three stages at level three and no end goal. What does level two or one look like in the future? We just don't know. And let's be clear, Aucklanders are going nowhere. We will not be sitting in the venues across New Zealand where the capacity cap has been lifted. You know, it's not as though they're sort of working on the rest of the country, but we need to focus on Auckland.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? Because I think that's about all the questions I've got for you.
What I'd like to do is just thank you for allowing me the time to come on BFM. I really appreciate your support. And again, I just want to say to the public out there and your listeners, it's very much about your locals, your restaurants, your cafes, your bars that you've been going to, even if you like the clubs. You know, we've got to get behind this and we've got to support them, because otherwise they won't be an Auckland hospitality scene, unfortunately.
That was Jamie Freeman, who is the branch president of Hospitality New Zealand Auckland, speaking about the uncertainty surrounding the future of the hospitality sector in Auckland and his response to the government's three-step response announced yesterday.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.